Today I was scrolling through Facebook and a friend posted a interesting question where someone was asking a wise rabbi, why did God create atheists? And in his explanation, he says that an atheist should be admired because he does good, although he has no sense that there is a higher being, that there is judgment, and that there are ultimate consequences. But it finished with a opinion of the person posting it, who interpreted it as saying that when someone is in help or in need of help, we should, rather than praying and saying, I will pray for you, we should become an atheist and help them. And I thought, my God, that is so ignorant and self-aggrandizing. Obviously, an atheist would have posted that in order to validate the life decisions and the beliefs that they have. And so I want to address a couple of things. First of all, this sense of morality that the atheist is practicing by choosing to do good by helping someone. Where did this notion of good come from? If there is no God, then there is no morality. There is no right and wrong. There simply is. If there is no purpose and no meaning other than our own lives, which according to them and evolutionists was simply an accident, to where we die and then it's all over and there's really no meaning other than pursuing self-gratification and desire, where does this idea of morality come from? How is it possible that all cultures, whether they have been educated in Christ's teachings or not, understand that it is better to feed a hungry person than it is to kick them while they are on the street? How is it that we automatically know that when a child cries, it is better to soothe it, to pick it up and give it warmth and kindness and comfort, than it is to dash its brains with our boot? God gives us this morality. God is that law that tells us what is good, what is right, and what is wrong. And so an atheist in itself is a contradiction. Pretending that there is no higher being and yet admitting that there is an order of right and wrong is a contradiction. Because again, where does that sense of right and wrong come from if not from God? Another point I wanted to make. I agree with what the rabbi says, that we should appreciate and admire when atheists decide, through no volition of God's commandments, but through their own sense of decency and humanity, when they do good, when they stoop down to pick someone up who has fallen, when they have fed hungry people and clothed the naked, then absolutely we should celebrate and we should admire them. Not because they were able to do it without restriction or restraint or without any fear of judgment and consequence, but because we are acknowledging that although they claim to be atheistic and non-believers of God, through their good deeds, we understand that they are that much closer to becoming a believer of God. Why does the atheist help a person in need? Is it for the self-aggrandizement, to feed their ego, to make themselves feel good for a moment and to celebrate, I am a good person because I did a good deed, thus worshiping their false idol, their ego? Or because people are around, they do a good deed so that others will look at them as if, wow, this is a good person? And again, only aggrandizing their ego to make them feel good in the eyes of other people, to make them seem good, which again is only for their selfish self. Or, as I have previously stated, are they doing good because they sense that there is a higher order, that there is a code of morality that has been bestowed upon us by God so that we may enjoy those consequences of helping others, the joy, the happiness, the satisfaction of following God's commandment to love thy neighbor as if you love thyself. You know, when I read this post, I was very disappointed. And although I did know that my friend is an atheist, although was a practicing Catholic, out of anger, out of spite, out of annoyance, because I didn't want to see any more posts that challenged my beliefs or discredited my beliefs, as if Mother Teresa, when she was in the leper's colony before she passed, as if all she had done was to say, I will pray for you. As if she didn't stoop down into the mire and lived beside them and showed them love and compassion. As if Christ, in order to redeem us, only said, I will pray for you, and didn't put himself through the passion and died in one of the most wicked, savage, painful ways as a sacrifice of himself and of his ego for the redemption and salvation of the rest of us. To say that we should stop being a believer and to actually be an atheist, as if that is all that Christians do, is pray for others and not actually do anything. I bet if you were to take a poll of most places of charitable organizations, I would put money on the fact that most of the people there are wearing a cross like I do on my neck as a symbol of God's love, to be the salt and the light. When Christ asks us of this, to be the salt and the light, he is not telling us to simply pray for our neighbor. No. He's asking us to do something. Which is why in Mass, when we ask for penance, we ask the Lord to forgive us for our words, for our thoughts, for our actions, and our inactions as well. A Christian, perhaps out of reflex, might say, I will pray for you. But when they return home, they will suffer, at least I do, with that wonderful Catholic guilt that I could have and that I should have done more. And if we see that beggar on the street the next day, I doubt that we will simply again repeat that I will pray for you, but that we might have some money for them to buy some food, that we might bring them food. If they are cold, that we might shower them with blankets and coats. See, that for me is what a Catholic is. A Catholic isn't a hypocrite, although sometimes we can be, who simply says, I will pray for you. When they get home, they will feel the crushing shame and the crushing guilt, because we know our Father asks us of more than just our prayers for our neighbors. That we be the light, we be the salt, we be the ones who take action, like Mother Teresa took action, like Christ our Savior took action. Didn't simply spew out vacuous words as if that were enough to be a Christian, to pray for people. And so when I read this post, I am ashamed to admit that I unfriended them. Instead of taking it an opportunity to defend my faith, to defend my Lord, to love my friend, atheist or not, in hopes that one day I may be a fisher of men and bring them to the table of my God. And I'm not going to try to friend them now. I think that ship might have sailed. If they request my friendship, I would certainly approve it and be friends with them again. And I wish that instead of anger, I had responded with love and kindness and compassion, which is what my Lord has always asked me to do to those, even those that I disagree with, who I perceive as the enemy. We are still to love them. When they are cold, we are still to offer them a blanket. When they are hungry, it would behoove us to make our Lord happy by giving them food. And so I agree with the rabbi that we should admire them because they are that much closer to joining our family and recognizing the joys and the spoils that come from being a good Christian who loves his neighbor as he loves himself. Although I disagree strongly that we have to give up our faith and pretend that atheists are the ones who are saving the world, who are taking action, because an atheist on one day, if they're having a bad day, would just as easily step over the homeless and the hungry because it isn't convenient for them, doesn't benefit them because there's no one around to witness their kindness. So when they do take those actions, my brothers and sisters, let's remember to honor them, to praise them with the carrot and not the stick, and celebrate, yes, you did a great thing, and pray for them, that they may know our Father as we know them, that they may realize the truth that Christ and God is the light and is the truth. And that way, that we be that house upon a hill for others to see, that they know us by our love, not by our prayers, but by our love, where we sacrifice ourselves, our comfort, perhaps even our finances, to help others in need because our Father would have done the same for us. That we may always remember, especially during this time of Lent, the sacrifice that he went through, the torture that he went through, and that he gladly went through in all our names for our salvation and our redemption. Let us be that light for others to follow. Let us be that salt that makes other lives better and more flavorful and more enjoyable. Let us use this as an opportunity to forgive even our enemies, to remember, as I've stated in another podcast, that it is easy to be angry, but instead to use every opportunity, even those that threaten us, even those that challenge us, as one more opportunity to show love in the darkest of times, so that we may be the fishers of men that the Lord asks us to be. Thank you, my Pachos Chachos, for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless.